Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. When you're sitting in your warm house in winter and watching the birds outside, do you wonder how they stay warm? Do you assume it's their feathers that keep them warm? If so, you have only part of the answer. There are many ways they have adapted to the cold, and here are the main ones. Feathers, of course. But birds are able to fluff up their feathers to create a deeper pile of down, and some birds even grow extra down feathers for the winter.
Those little feet look like they could get very cold, gripping those frozen branches, but birds' feet are adapted to the cold. They are covered not with skin, but with scales, which are not sensitive to cold, and their feet consist mostly of cartilage and bone, which are less susceptible to cold than muscle. In addition, on very cold days and nights, birds will hunker down with their feathers covering their feet.
Birds can also put on fat as both an insulator and an energy source. More than 10% of winter body weight may be fat in certain species, including chickadees and finches. As a result, some birds spend the vast majority of their daylight hours seeking fatty food sources, making feeder food even more precious for surviving a frosty night.
When they're very cold, birds will shiver to keep warm, but it's different from the way we humans shiver. Birds actually move alternating muscle groups in a very controlled shiver that is not visible like a human shiver would be. Of course, this takes energy, so birds have to have food sources to provide it. High-energy foods like black oil, sunflower seeds, and suet are the types of foods that can help birds survive the winter. These are particularly important on cold mornings when the birds have to replenish their energy reserves.
Although birds normally have a steady body temperature of about 106 degrees Fahrenheit, some birds, like chickadees, are able to lower that by as much as 22 degrees to save energy. That's a process called regulated hypothermia. Hummingbirds are even able to go into a state of torpor, letting their body temperature go down to nearly ambient temperature. That's a very risky thing to do, as it makes them vulnerable to predators, since it takes a hummingbird about an hour to raise its temperature back to the point where normal activity is possible.
Some small birds, like sparrows and chickadees, huddle together to stay warm at night, and several at a time will pile into a tree cavity or bird box for the night. Roosting boxes designed for just that purpose can help birds survive the coldest nights. If you've been listening carefully, you will have heard several ways you can help birds survive the winter: providing black oil sunflower seeds, hanging suet, and providing roosting boxes are some of them. The seed and suet have a double benefit. They not only help the birds survive the winter, but in bringing them closer for you to see, their beauty and antics may help you survive the bleakness until the crocuses pop through the snow. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.